Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and I'm so happy to be with you as we end this holiday season, going into the end of 2010, looking forward to 2011. We just want to say happy holidays to everyone. I hope you had a merry, merry Christmas, and that you will have a prosperous and happy new year. It is just so exciting to see all the wonderful things that God has been doing during this month of December, and how we go into 2011 with such hope and promise for a greater tomorrow. I got an actual text today and wishing me a happy new year and saying how wonderful they thought that this coming year would be, and I'm going to piggyback that tonight and say the same thing, and hope that God blesses each and every one of you that are listening to the sound of my voice, that he is able to lead you in on your path to success, whatever that may be for you and your family, whether it's a business, starting a new business, increasing your business, starting a new career, or building those relationships. Because all of these things are so, so important as we end 2010. You know, God has been so good to me and my family, and I just wanted to share something with you guys tonight, and I wanted to talk about prosperity because we have to have hope, and we have to know that there is always a different alternative, something that we can do a little bit different. And I want to just also remind everyone that we are on a journey to something exciting and new, and we're hoping that you can join us. If you would like to contact me, my telephone number is 757-567-6734. If you'd like to be on this show, that would be wonderful. I would love to have you. We're going to start our new format next week, so we're looking forward to that as we go into the first week of 2011. If you'd like to find out more about Issues Concerning Women, you can go to our website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. And I'm sure it will give you wonderful insight to what we do, what we're trying to accomplish as a organization, how we are growing, and just all the things that God as intended for me to do with this organization as we move forward as the end of the year comes. I am just so excited tonight. This is our last broadcast of 2010, and I hope that it will bless you, that it will give you some new insight and some things just to think about and to ponder. And just know that everything that we do is for a reason. No matter what we're going through, and sometimes we tend to forget what we're going through and how much we've gone through already, and just remember you're not where you used to be, but now you're in a new place and you're going forward and you had to make some decisions, and some of them have not been easy. Some of us had to let some things go. We had to first do some forgiveness and know that that is a part of our growing. We try to hold on to things, and it limits us when we have that kind of attitude. If we have a whole forgiveness in our hearts, we fall short, and we just don't move forward, and we don't prosper when we're holding forgiveness in our heart, because this is a law of righteousness. When we think about everything that has been given to us and how grateful we should be, sometimes we're not. A lot of times we don't even think about where we could be and how our lives would be different if we just would be obedient and follow the laws that have been placed before us. Sometimes we hold forgiveness and it brings on constant guilt and anger, which destroys our health and our relationships. Without experiencing forgiveness, we develop a bad attitude about people and life in general, putting ourselves in a negative defensive mode toward life. So we have to change that as this year ends. And just remember that forgiveness is a gift of high value and is common amongst the humble. You know, we don't think about it a lot of times, but we're doing everything right and we're still not quite where we want to be. And such as it's because we're harboring unforgiveness in our heart. And we have to think about changing some things and applying the principles of life. And if you're doing everything right and you're attending your church and you're tithing and, you know, you're a believer and you know that, you know, God's been good to you and it seems like you're blessed, you're still not quite where you want to be. Are you holding unforgiveness in your heart? And if you are, you have to let that go because you will not prosper. And I talked about forgiveness first before I talked about prosperity, only because they go hand in hand. The strict law attitude, and what this means if we think about it, because, you know, there are all kinds of attitudes, but this creates rebellion in kids, workers, or society. They feel like they can never be good enough, so why try? So sometimes we hear that from other people, those negative thoughts, and then we hold animosity against the person that actually said it to us or made us feel that way. We have to learn how to release these things so that we can move forward. And then there's the attitude of looseness. This leaves people and situations with no goals or parameters to live by, which creates an irresponsible attitude with kids, workers, and a society who then feels they can get away with anything. So, of course, you know about that attitude. You know, the person that a shop talker and a fast talker and they think they know everything and they can talk their way out of anything, and they are just there, just spewing out all kinds of meanness and evilness. But we have to, again, forgive them. We must remember that we can't change the way that people are, but we can change ourselves. So we have to look at ourselves and look at where we are. And that's what I've been doing this week. I've been trying to look at my life and where I am, and if I need to forgive somebody, that's what I've done. And even if it's just a little thing, because sometimes we can hold on to the littlest thing and make a mountain out of a molehill, like my grandmother used to say. It was just a conversation or something that hurt your feelings, and you just took it to the next level. You took it to, you know what, I'm not going to talk to that person anymore. I'm going to not speak to them or give them the time of day. But all that does is hurt you, and it blocks your blessings. So you need to learn how to forgive that and go on with your life. And also know that it is never a good way to begin something new when you're still mad about or angry about things of old. So tonight what I want you to do, and you've listened to our broadcast enough to know about who I am, and I try to be as humble as I can be and just do what has been asked of me to do. But I would love for you to forgive anyone that you are holding unforgiveness for, even if it was for a comment they made about something you were wearing or your hair or whatever, and you were angry with them and you haven't spoken to them in a while, or somebody called you and you didn't return their call, and now they haven't called you back and you haven't spoken in a while. Get on the phone this weekend and call them and just say, you know, hey, please forgive me. I know I owed you a phone call and I meant to call you back, but I've been busy. This is the opportunity to do that. Go into the new year fresh with new things on your heart and new things on your mind, and just think about how wonderful our lives can be. You know, we're not rushing 2011. We still got a couple more days, and tomorrow night is New Year's Eve, and I hope you're able to celebrate the New Year's, whether you go to church or mass, or if you just stay at home with your family and light a fire and just be together and just forgive. Just let everything go that happened this year between you and your husband or your sister, your brother, your mom, your dad, anybody, a friend. Just let it go. Just forgive it. I don't even know why I'm talking about this, but, you know, if it's going to help somebody, then, hey, this is what I needed to talk about. And just know that forgiveness is a gift, and it's free. It doesn't cost you anything to forgive. It's actually going to be a surprise to you, because once you forgive, you're going to lift that burden from you and release it. And now, just in case they don't receive it, it's okay, because you did what you were supposed to do. And I hope this helps somebody tonight. I don't know where that came from, but I'm just excited about the new year, and I just want us to start off fresh and on a new foot and on an even keel. We got some wonderful things coming up in 2011 with issues concerning women, some projects that we want to do that we're blending with other companies such as nonprofits, and we're doing some things, and it's just it's going to be so exciting. And I just want to talk about prosperity tonight. And Hebrews is one of my favorite passages, because it always talks about faith. And that's the name of my church, Greater Faith Community Outreach Center. And I've never really talked much about that, but tonight I just wanted to throw that in there, that I am the pastor of the Greater Faith Ministries, and we are just on a new journey with this role in prosperity. And if you do have your Bibles and you want to read more about prosperity, go to Proverbs 10 and 4. And it tells you a lot about how we can prosper in our lives. There are great words of wisdom that you can read and find out more, because every principle that we follow is in the Bible. And if you need to know what's going on and you want to find out different things, you can just give me a call. I'd be more than happy to give you some of the passages that I found as I've done my research throughout the year. So tonight we want to talk about the principles of prosperity. And we just want you to be aware that how wonderful everything can be when we decide to do something new. You can't do the same things and expect something to change, because nothing's going to change. What's going to happen, you're going to get the same results that you always did. Again, if you would like to call me after the show, my telephone number is 757-567-6734. My website is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. All right. Prosperity. It is hard to believe that such a statement might be made in the Bible, but it really sounds worldly. But God desires to bless his children openly. We should never doubt God's desire and will to prosper those who follow his ways. He said if we will hear and follow his ways and keep his laws and statutes, he would command blessings on us. He said we will have so much that we will not be able to handle it. He will bless every good thing we do and will make us the head and not the tail. He said he will bless us in the city or in the country, family, and community, and that's in Deuteronomy 28. God desires is to bless and prosper us, to show the world that it pays to follow his ways. God is not a stingy, hard-nosed boss with unfair rewards. He pays well for obedience and dedication to his principles. He says if we follow his law and discipline ourselves to the rules of life, we will win. We will become like the trees planted by the waters, and when drought comes, our leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. This proverb not only reads, hard workers get rich, but also the Lord will not let a man, a good man, start to death, nor will he let the wicked man's riches continue forever. Lazy people are soon poor. Hard workers get rich. What a balance. Sometimes it looks as if the wicked are the most prosperous, so we have a tendency to pattern our lives after them. This proverb says that the Lord will not let the riches of the wicked continue forever. If we get our riches by cheating, lying, or manipulation, they will soon disappear. God knows that the laws he established will establish life, liberty, and prosperity, but they will also bring failure if violated. To follow his system is to choose the good life. Somehow, as people, we think that riches are wrong and poverty is good, especially among religious believers, and that's not true. Nowhere in the Bible do we find this to be true. Jesus rebuked Peter for that attitude when he said, "There is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands and with persecutions and in the world to come eternal life. And this is in Mark chapter 10. Jesus said also that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to bring good news to the poor, bring freedom to those in bondage, recover the sight of the blind, and bring deliverance to the oppressed. If those in bondage are made free, the blind shall see, and the oppressed are delivered. Then the good news to the poor will be prosperity, not poverty. You know, and I'm talking about this as a biblical principle tonight only because this is firm foundation and a good place for us to start. You know, I know that everyone that listens to my show may not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I hope that you do, but you may not. And it's okay. And our show is for everyone. And I don't want anyone to feel like I'm trying to push the Bible on you. I just want tonight to give you a firm foundation to start on and to know that you have to apply certain principles and certain things will happen. Everybody knows this, whether you're a Christian or not. It does not matter. Even businessmen, great businessmen such as Donald Trump and Oprah Winfrey and Susie Orman, these people all know the principles of life, and it does not matter what their religious background is. Another person I can think of is a rich dad, poor dad guy, Kawasaki, I think that's his name. I read some of his books, and he has wonderful concepts, and they're all based on a certain principle. So it doesn't matter whether you're a Christian or not. If you're listening to the broadcast, please don't be offended by what I'm saying and giving you scriptures from the Bible, but we all need a firm foundation to stand on. I don't apologize for anything that I do because I know that it comes from my heart and that I love people so much that I want to help them in any way that I can, so that I thought this would be great for us tonight to start on this firm foundation as we go into the new year with a song on our hearts and something new to look forward to and something to hold on to as we go into the end of 2010 and start 2011. There's so much hurt and pain and so many people that have gone through so much this past year with the unemployment rate being above 10%, if it's not more, and especially in certain communities is more than others, in certain parts of the country is more. People have run out of unemployment, and I know now that they're doing some things to change that. And so now we have to think outside of the box, and we always talk about that, but now more than ever, I have to press that point to you that you have to create your own job if you can't find one. If you don't know how to do that, then you need to call me. And my telephone number is 757-567-6734. I mean it. I'm passionate about that. Call me, and I will help you to start a business or help you with your resume. And I'm not an expert in every field, but I have other people that are in my organization that I'm in constant contact with. If you want to start a nonprofit organization, you need to call me so that I can help you with whatever it is that you need. That's what this radio show is about. It's about helping somebody else. It's not for me to get on the air every Thursday night and just to talk, but I'm here to help somebody, and I hope you really know that I'm really sincere about that and that how much God has done for me, and that's why I have to start you on a firm foundation and let you know the good news and how wonderful it has been for me. I would not be able to even be on this show if it was not a gift from God. You know, it's not easy doing what we do. Issues concerning women, a lot of times we are dealing with all kinds of different situations and different issues. And they're not all good, and there are some that are wonderful, but some more than others are struggling and still going through things, but we're here to help you. I just love what I do. I'm passionate about it, and I hope that you know that I'm really sincere. I'm not just on the radio program just because I don't have anything else to do. I want to reach out to the country, not just in Hampton Roads where I live, but anywhere in the United States and even overseas, if you can hear this broadcast, then I am just so ecstatic that you were able to join me tonight. And it's just, it does my heart good that I get the responses that I do, and people contact me, and we're on the phone, and we're collaborating, and we're talking about different things and getting programs started that so we can help people. But we are here to help you. That's one of the reasons why I do this radio show. I also do a local show here right in Hampton Roads where I'm on Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 9:45 p.m. And that show, by being weekly, is only 15 minutes, but it's a wonderful format, and I love what I do, and I've truly been blessed, so I have to share that with you. So I just want you to know that there are principles of patience and hard work that go hand in hand with lasting prosperity. When we work hard and follow the godly principles, He will bless us and will magnify our efforts to put us ahead. He will give us favor that will maintain and nurture our productive spirit. A desire will develop within us that will lead us toward good goals, goals that will influence and affect others. This is how the God I serve develops His people. He places a vision within them that gives them a burning desire for achievement. They love to work because they love the feeling of self-worth. Hard work will bring profits, but talk is cheap and brings poverty. When you work hard and follow good principles, you'll be rewarded with lasting success because it is so designed by God. And isn't this just a wonderful way to think about the principles that we must follow? And we must have a desire to do this. We must have a desire to do work, because if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat, you know? So we have to be out there always looking for a new direction to go in, looking for a new way to do something different. Even if we have a business right now and you want that business to grow, you can't keep doing the same thing that you did 10 years ago. The times have changed. With modern technology, everything is so fast-paced, and we want everything now. But, you know, of course, we still have to do the work. We still have to have the desire in our heart. We still have to have that passion. And some of us have lost our passion. That's what has happened along the way. We forget why we started this business, or why we chose this career, or why we're in the relationships that we're in, because we were passionate about it when we started. It's just like when we first met the love of our lives, and we made that first eye contact, how excited you were. But you know that kind of phase away over time. That's in anything, you know. And it's just amazing when we think about that. Now, some of us are fortunate enough to, you know, we fell in love at first sight, and we still in love today, and that's all wonderful. But some of us, that didn't happen. You know, some of us, we didn't even like the person at first. When we first met them, we thought there was something wrong with them. But as we got to know them, we developed that passion for that individual, and we wanted to be with them and spend time with them. And so these principles apply to relationship, career, and business. So we can put them to use for whatever our need is, because only you know what your need is. I don't know what it is at this particular moment, because, you know, some of you I haven't met yet, but whatever your need is, you know, is there for you to use the principles. They apply. Business, career, and relationships. And I also want to know that it's important to our health that we prosper. You know, you may be okay in the money department, but maybe you need to prosper in your relationships. Maybe you need to prosper in your health. Are you going to, of course, start on the new health regime as we go into 2011? We always start that, but, you know, I've been kicking along and doing exercise, and that's one of the things that I do. I love to do yoga because I breathe and I clean the bad things that are on the inside of me, the bad thoughts, the bad air, everything that I need to release, I can release it in my breath. And I do that each and every day because it's important to me for me to be healthy. You know, and sometimes I get off track, but it's okay. We all do. But you want to get back on track now and start that exercise program. You want to start eating healthy, because all these things have to do with your prosperity and prospering. I know you're probably thinking, well, what did she talk about? What does breathing have to do with my prosperity? Because if you're not in good health, you're not going to be able to do the good work that has been ordained for you. Now, just think about that. If you are sick and in the bed, what are you going to be able to do? Nothing. You know, you can use your laptop, yeah, but you're not in the right frame of mind, because if you're not getting enough exercise and the right kind of foods to eat to promote positive thoughts, you're going to be sluggish and tired, and you might want to go to the doctor next week and get a checkup, you know, just check everything out and make sure that everything is good, because all these things have to do with prosperity, our health, our well-being, our minds, our bodies, our spirit, you know, these, our soul, everything has to be in line for us to be the greatness that we can be and to be able to help somebody else, because that's what it's all about reaching out and helping somebody else. That's why I love my program. I hope you have enjoyed the program tonight. I hope that it was encouraging to you, that you're going to start on a firm foundation and solid ground as we go into the new year. I'm so excited. I want your feedback. I want you to email me at CIMEDESIGN@AOL.com. I want you to call me, and I'm serious, call me at 757-567-6734. I've met people all over the country, and I'm still excited, and I still want to meet more of you as you tune into this show and as we grow in our relationship together. I'm just looking forward to seeing what doors are going to be open for me and what paths I'm going to cross. It is so exciting to me. I just love what I do. I hope you enjoy the program tonight. I am so ecstatic that you were able to join me for Issues Concerning Women. Please tune in next year, 2011. We're looking forward to being with you. God bless you. I love you, and God loves you too. Good night.